Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I still love that voice. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, and the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because besides your voice, I love you. And I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that second part is growing in intensity in the issues I'm dealing with. It is interesting. I mentioned the Chaplain Bob that I've been dealing with. And for me, in a sense, it's been a learning experience. I actually continued it because I want to be able to do this well. You may recall I pointed to the Wicked Shepherds group, and I believe they argued soundly about the fraud, the institutional church. But the thing that was lacking, and I think is why my correspondence with them has no longer been responded to, is it was vengeful, as opposed to seeking reconciliation, which I would contend, as a follower of Christ, is vital. So it was just simply, they're wrong, and I'm going to shout and complain and you know, have a vengeful attitude. But no, I think agree, they're wrong, and the objective is reconciliation. Because relationships, not being right, is what's important. Not winning a battle. I mean, it's right to heal a relationship, but it's not right to win the battle. Same thing I'm finding in some other characteristics, other dialogues. But I also note too, I'm finding a growing number of people around who actually do subscribe to obedience to Christ. And more and more of them, like the Wicked Shepherds group, are pointing to the institutional church as a fraud. I had an interesting dialogue today on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and one of the points I made, because the person pointed to his death, you know, when he was condemned to die. It was condemned that morning. He was dead by noon, I think, whatever it was. And the comment is made by an observer that the peace he had in going to see his death. And my comment was that years ago, I wouldn't have had that peace. And I would contend, I'm fine now. My trust in the Lord has grown dramatically. And I know that if the Lord wants to end my life today, I'm fine. If he wants to keep me around another 30 years, I'm fine, because I trust him. I don't know if my family can say that. The simple idea, I trust him, and really mean it. And that concerns me, because trust in the Lord means that, okay, I trust you. I trust you enough to be obedient to you. What is your command? To love. What is your command? To reconcile. And refusing to reconcile is a problem. Dorothy Jane, I'm intensely in love with you.